Hi, everybody, and thank you for joining us today. This is the first of a series of meetings on police interactions with the community. I'm Danielle Hilly. I'm one of the organizers and a co-founder of A Block at a Time. I'm here with Zach Garofalo, who is also an organizer and co-founder, and Jonathan Capra, also an organizer and a co-founder. So we put this meeting together today to give the public an opportunity to discuss with the police department interactions that the police have with the community and the recent incident that occurred on March 16th. So everyone is gonna have, we're gonna give 3 minutes and then we're gonna have a closing. This is one of three meetings. There are two more, one on the 7th of May and one on the 20th of May.
All right, thank you. Danielle, Zach, and Jonathan, and good evening, everybody. It's a pleasure for me to be here with you this evening. The timing was right, and talk with the members of the community about this issue in particular and about anything else that may be of concern to the members of this community. But first, just before we get into the comment portion from you all, I just want to give a brief timeline of the incident as it occurred. And the incident was brought to my attention on Saturday, March 16th. And that's when I was forwarded a Facebook link to a video that was purported to be some sort of excessive force involving some officers. At that time, that Saturday evening, I did not have the capabilities of opening that link. I don't know if the link was corrupted or whatever the situation was, but the link was not able to be reviewed until that Monday, which would have been March 18th. And so we reviewed the link. We saw that there was at least the appearance, at the very least, the appearance of some improprieties. And so we pulled the body-worn camera footage from all of the officers who were on the scene at that time. And so that went on for Monday afternoon going into Tuesday and into the evening Tuesday. Hundreds of hours worth of video footage had to be reviewed. And it was at that time that we saw that there was some issues. And that following morning is when the officer was suspended without pay and taken off the road. And an internal investigation and a parallel criminal investigation at that point were both launched. And it's important to, at this point, to understand that by this point, we had not had any formal complaint about this incident. We had no idea who the victims were. We had no idea who was involved in this incident. We knew where it occurred, but there was no formal citizens' complaint at this point. So all of the action that was taken up to this point was taken without any trigger from any citizen's complaint. And so that investigation went on for about a week and a half or so, interviewing officers, reviewing more body-worn video camera footage, and reviewing written statements. And on Tuesday, April 2nd, is when the decision was made to arrest one of the officers that was involved in this incident. And again, it's important to know that still no formal citizen's complaint at all had been received by the police department at this time. And at the same time, two other officers that were involved in this incident were placed on suspension without pay. And they all remain on that status right now. So right now the case is with the district attorney's office, and the district attorney's office is reviewing this case for criminal culpability. We're unsure of the timeline on that. I anticipate that it shouldn't be much longer for the district attorney's office to finish that review of the case. And we still are finishing the last pieces of the internal investigation involving all of the officers who were at the scene of that incident. And I look forward to hearing the comments and concerns from members of the community. Thank you.
Well, I witnessed last week, I was going to ShopRite. and I was going up Third Avenue. There was an older gentleman on Livingston Avenue, hog-tied. And he looked like an older gentleman, and I was horrified. Why is this man being hog-tied? I've been looking at the bookings, and they are not showing up, and I don't know why. I go to the Albany Police bookings, and they are not telling me why that man was arrested, and I thought I should bring that to your attention.
One of the reasons that I supported your nomination and appointment was because we needed outside eyes in this community to deal with what we are dealing with. And what we are dealing with is a status quo issue. And that has been the main issue and problem when it comes to police community relations. It is status quo in the police department that force is a means to an end when dealing with the community of color. Black police were created to advocate for black people, and we have not heard any advocation from black police for black people. And I would like you to advance that agenda, put the black officers forward to the community to put their voices out there to be heard.
And if we have officers who are violating the law, then we have to hold those officers accountable. That I've shown that that is going to happen. I've demonstrated that. And I think the message is being sent, certainly.
So from a positive perspective, the fact that you're actually sitting here engaging in this conversation for the community, that's progress. The fact that there were cameras that were available so the community can see what we've always suspected, that's progress.
And thank you for the comments. And I just want to respond to a couple of them that you mentioned there. And so, first of all, going back to the last comment you made about the officers not reporting, I'm terribly concerned about that piece also. And so when I say that there was no citizen's complaint, I didn't say it in the context that, the context I was saying that in is that usually in cases like this, there in a lot of police departments across America, you won't see an internal police investigation. You won't see an officer being held criminally culpable. Unless there's some formal complaint made. Because there's a sense in some places that if there's no complaint, then there's no reason to take any action. We took action here without any trigger from anybody else in the community. We understood that there was something that was wrong and action needed to be made. And absolutely a concern of mine was, did the other officers that were on scene comply with their duties and their responsibilities as police officers? And that's something that we're looking into right now. So, yes, but thank you.
Yes, my name is Anthony Muhammad. I'm the Albany, New York representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Just to go back into your last statement in regard, do you believe at this point that it was only one officer that committed a crime at that scene?
And just a couple of points that you brought up I just want to respond to. First of all, there are three suspended, one arrested. And the entire case involving all of the officers involved is being reviewed by the district attorney's office. I've had more suspensions of officers in my 6 months here than I had in 6 years as in the other place I came from. I hold officers responsible.